On this holy feast of St. Martin of Tours, I bring you greetings, Mother Melissa, and you, the people and lay leaders of St. Christopher's, in behalf of the people and clergy of St. James Church and the people of the Downtown East Side, as you celebrate the shared apostolate between congregation and priest. The first part of St. Martin's story, and we'll return to it, is very much a family story. And I'd like to draw on another family metaphor for this occasion. The working partnership between a parish and its priest can be a little bit like a marriage. Marriage is preceded usually by mutual infatuation and idealism about that special person. Later, eventually, you find yourself married and sharing daily life, tripping over each other, getting ready in the morning, and washing socks and doing the dishes together. That first idealism about your partner is not lost altogether, but is tempered by their fuller self-disclosure over time. When will he learn to put that seat down? Your idealism about your own loveliness, is tempered also as you are faced with your limits. And it is at this point, with tinted glasses off, when we can really appreciate our joint strengths, understand our deficits, and see our potentials, the things that where really creative and productive work begin. And you know, it's not a bad image for this moment as we consider you the parish of St. Christopher's and your new rector, except I suppose for the fact that you did not really wait to get married. No. Rather, through this interim process, instead of getting married, you just went and moved in together without a permanent relationship in view. You were free to learn about each other fairly quickly. Washing socks and doing dishes side by side, you know, the unglamorous but hopeful work, incredibly important work of interim ministry. And in the midst of this, you came to discover that you were becoming a team. This discovery was yours to make, because there was none of that infatuation and posturing that characterizes both dating as well as the usual clergy search process. Doing this interim time together, most of the parish warts and wrinkles were already visible. They had to be to prepare for a new incumbent in a new era. And your interim priest, Mother Karen, she was not here to impress, to win hearts and minds, and perhaps a new gig besides. Karen could be real with you about herself as a priest and as a person, as together you sought to discern the past, the present, and the future of St. Christopher's Church. No one had to be on their best behavior. You could discover who both of you really were. And surprise, when you had done this work, you discovered that already working together, you had a good thing going, a very good thing. And so, having moved in together for a little while, you've come to your senses and finally you're getting hitched. And that's why all your friends have joined you to be here tonight, and we're glad to be. Now back to St. Martin. As the son of a tribune, Martin had an automatic in to the cavalry. He could tell his dad that he was going to sign up with those Christians, but regardless, Martin's dad would not let him throw away his future. He was a good and caring father. And so, like any sensible dad would, he sent him to military academy. By age 15, Martin had enlisted in a cavalry unit in northern Italy, and at 18 he was stationed in Gaul with a heavy cavalry unit. No easy out for this Christian boy. Accounts of Martin's military service and his Christianity vary here. There's all sorts of historical accretions. What is clear is that towards the end of his active military service, Martin had an awakening. On his way back to a place called Amiens, where he was based on horseback, Martin encountered a street-involved man shivering in the cold. This could have been the downtown East Side or many other places here in the Lower Mainland. Dismounting, he took his own warm army issue cloak, sheared it down the middle with his sword, and used half of the cloth to cover the man. The next night, as he was dreaming, Martin saw Jesus coming toward him. Jesus wearing that same cloak he had given to the beggar at the road, saying only this to him: "Martin, a mere catechumen, covered me with his cloak." After this, Martin, who had been preparing for many, many years, was finally baptized, exchanging his sword and his boots for the poverty of a Christian monk and later for the staff of a bishop. He would establish the first monastery in what is now France, a place called Le Gouget. It is still a living, singing, chanting community to this day. And he led and served the church through a critical time in its new growth. But his ministry was marked always by that encounter with the beggar. His love for the poor was what marked Martin and what touched the church. This eve, on this feast of St. Martin, we are celebrating ministry in another time and another place as you begin a new era here at St. Christopher's, continuing a long and faithful tradition of ministry. And there's your new rector, Mother Karen. She is a special priest. No platitudes, no jollying others along, no pious personas. With Mother Karen, as much as with anyone I know, what you see is what you get. How refreshing, and what a relief. I describe Mother Karen definitely as a priest in the Franciscan tradition, committed to contemplative prayer and to action in the world. She has received the ancient faith and has gone on to practice and interpret it in interesting ways and unusual places, on the front lines of addiction, street work, poverty, and of counseling. In decades gone by, Anglican parishes like this, we used to measure our success by how many hundreds of children and youth we had streaming into Sunday school, youth group, and scouts. There were all sorts of programs and service organizations. Volunteers were everywhere. We Anglicans were loved by society, and we found it easy to love ourselves too. In a different era, we find ourselves searching. Today it is no longer the same. And you know something? That doesn't mean there's something wrong. Indeed, we find ourselves in a different time where faithfulness to Jesus Christ is not measured in statistics and large programs, but in the simple faithfulness of local communities like St. Christopher's, continuing to offer worship to Almighty God, continuing to cultivate a deeper walk with Christ and with each other, continuing and working on relationships and on reconciliation within this community, and recognizing that in meeting another soul, a stranger, a prisoner, or as with St. Martin, a naked man, we encounter the Lord Jesus face to face. May God's blessing be upon this community now, your members, your volunteers, your lay leaders, and your new rector, as together you inaugurate this new chapter in the journey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.